What makes the difference between a successful student and a struggling student? Research suggests one of the most important factors is the quality of that student's teachers. A big part of having effective teachers in the classroom is making sure they're prepared before they get there. In 2013, as part of an effort to do just that, Michigan toughened teacher certification tests, but a recent Bridge magazine article found that a majority of aspiring teachers failed the new exam. So, is Michigan falling behind when it comes to the quality of its educators? And what would it take to make sure all Michigan students have great teachers? Joining us to discuss those questions and talk about how teacher preparation is changing in Michigan is Corey Drake. Corey's the Director of Teacher Preparation here at MSU's College of Education. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What does the new professional readiness exam, it's called PRE for short, what does the new PRE exam measure exactly?
So it really measures teacher candidates or people who want to become classroom teachers in Michigan. It measures basically their content knowledge that they're bringing into teaching, and it's divided into three subtests. There's a test on reading, a test on writing, and a test on mathematics. And it's really designed to measure what we expect that students have learned as part of the Michigan high school curriculum. So it's really a test to see, have they learned that? Are they bringing that into teaching with them?
I've heard people defend the test as saying this is high school content. Is that accurate?
I think in some senses it is accurate. It does measure what is part of the standards of the Michigan Merit Curriculum, part of the new Common Core State Standards. It's well aligned with those standards. I think the part that becomes questionable is whether all of our high schools are successfully teaching that content right now, and so whether then it's fair to expect somebody coming straight out of high school to have gotten that content, or whether in some cases that's content that they need to pick up along the way as part of their teacher preparation program.
And under the old exam, about 82% of aspiring teachers pass the basic skills tests. Where are those numbers now?
Those numbers are a little bit all over the place, but definitely much lower than that 82% that we saw with the earlier test. And really, cumulatively, after several attempts, we saw almost all students able to pass that earlier basic skills test. Now we see definitely fewer than half of our prospective teachers who are able to pass the PRE on their first attempt, and still much lower numbers than we used to see even after multiple attempts.
And I take it that one of the key issues here is the fact that teachers are being tested on areas outside their area of expertise. There's the math and the reading. And
right.
So I mean,
right.
Ostensibly, you've got social studies teachers who really have to bone up on their math that they may have forgotten from years ago. Is that at the heart of this thing?
That's part of the issue. So again, this is meant to replace the basic skills test. So there's an idea that there's a foundational set of knowledge that all teachers, no matter what they wind up teaching, no matter what they become certified to teach, need to have to be successful teachers and to give our students the best education possible. All prospective teachers take this test, and then later on in their teacher preparation programs, they take tests that are specific to their content area, specific to what they'll be teaching. So yeah, but certainly a social studies teacher who hasn't taken math for a few years will need to do some extra work to be able to pass this. But there is this idea that there's a foundational set of knowledge that all teachers should have no matter what.
When the state toughened this exam, I have to ask, did you see this debate coming?
I certainly saw the debate coming. We did not, in all honesty, see the huge drop in passing rates coming before the test happened. We didn't have a preview of the test. We didn't have an idea of how much more difficult it would be for our students. So certainly we knew that there are a lot of pressures for increased content knowledge, making sure all of our teachers have the content knowledge we want them to have, but we did not see the specifics of this test coming down the road.
Corey Drake is our guest here today on Current State. Corey's Director of Teacher Preparation at the Michigan State University College of Education here in East Lansing. We're talking about the new and tougher teacher competence exam that has just been launched and that many more aspiring teachers have been failing. State Superintendent of Schools Mike Flanagan has said that the lower pass rate is actually a good thing because it means that we're getting the best and the brightest teachers. Do you agree with that assessment?
I partly agree with that assessment. So certainly I think that teachers who have stronger content knowledge are going to be better teachers for our students. We know that we want our students to have a strong foundation. The part where I might disagree with that is that content knowledge is not the only measure of what makes a great teacher. And we want to make sure we're not losing those teachers who will be very good at interacting with children, will know how to get the best out of children, and maybe just need a little bit of extra help and extra support in boosting that content knowledge. Maybe they didn't come from a high school that prepared them as strongly as some other high schools. And so while I definitely agree with the overall goal of having strong content knowledge for all of our teachers, I'm not convinced that this is necessarily the best way to go about it.
Did the test need to become more rigorous?
Well, I think if we want a measure that actually does help us understand which teachers, which prospective teachers need some help with their content knowledge, it did need to become more rigorous. The basic skills test was not really a useful measure of that because almost everybody was passing.
Has the pendulum gone from too far on one side to too far on the other side?
I think potentially. I think, again, it has gone too far in the sense that maybe we are losing some people who would be very talented teachers who just need maybe a little bit of extra time or support with that content knowledge who now are choosing some career other than teaching. And I think in the long term, that will be a detriment to our students.
What jumped out at me was the math. I mean, that's got to hang up an awful lot of people. If somebody has their eyes on a social studies classroom that they really want to talk about history for example, how much trigonometry does that require? And yet a lot of people feel, they come back and they say, yes, but they learned this in high school. It's some kind of indicator.
It is some kind of indicator. It's an indicator of how successful they were in high school. It's also an indicator of what we know, which is that reading, writing, and math run throughout the curriculum. So even a social studies teacher needs to have some fundamental knowledge, not only of reading and writing, of course, which are all throughout social studies, but math, too, at a certain level. Now, of course, trigonometry, we could debate that a little bit, but I think it reflects this idea that there is this foundational knowledge that runs throughout the curriculum.
How concerned should the public be about the number of aspiring teachers who are flunking this certification test?
Well, I think that there's two concerns that I would think that the public would want to have. One is that I think it reflects that our high schools are very unevenly preparing students who are now coming to us and taking that test. And I think that is a major concern, and we need to look closely at which high schools are preparing students well and which are doing less well and look at the equity concerns there. So that's one question. And then the other concern I think the public would want to have is who is now not entering teaching that might have entered teaching before, and what is this doing long-term to our teaching force, to our ability to attract a diverse and talented group of students into teaching. And I think those are the two concerns that the public would want to keep an eye on.
You know, education's really, I always end up thinking of education as a chain. You know, we have early ed, we have elementary,
absolutely,
we have middle school, we have high school. So, you know, which is the weakest link in that chain? I suppose if you try to toughen standards in one link, the weaker link is apt to be found somewhere else in that chain. It's really got to be thought of comprehensively.
Absolutely, and this is a great reflection of that. It cannot be just thinking about the college level, high school level, early childhood. They all fit together, and we need to be working on all of them as a system.
Is there any chance we could be facing a teacher shortage? I mean, Michigan has traditionally been an exporter of teachers. We've created more than we've needed.
Yes, we have, and we continue to create more than we need in the sense that many of our graduates do take teaching jobs out of the state. But we've seen some things change. We certainly are seeing our enrollment drop in teacher preparation as a result of this test. And at the same time, over the past 2 or 3 years, we've seen the employment situation in Michigan start to pick up in terms of districts starting to hire more teachers again. And so I think those two trends together, if they continue along that path, will lead to difficulties for some of our Michigan districts finding the kinds of quality teachers that they want.
You alluded a minute or two ago to additional help that aspiring teachers might get. Mm-hmm. Let's go a little bit deeper there. What are you referring to exactly?
Well, so we think there are many skills and many capacities that lead to a quality teacher. One of them is content knowledge, but then the next set of skills is around learning how to teach that content to children. And our teacher preparation program is really designed around this idea that as you learn how to teach content to children, you also continue to develop the content knowledge yourself as a teacher. And so part of our argument is that even students who might come in with slightly weaker content knowledge in some areas are going to continue to develop that as they are learning to become teachers, because part of learning to teach the content to children is making sure you have strong content knowledge yourself. Now, as we've seen the results of the PRE, we've really tried to think about ways to bolster supports for our students. Even Michigan State students coming in as freshmen who are even considering teaching as a career, we're thinking about ways to be able to support them in having that content knowledge they need first to pass this test and then to successfully make it through the teacher preparation program.
Corey Drake is Director of Teacher Preparation at Michigan State University's College of Education, just a stone's throw away here from WKAR and Erickson Hall,
yes.
I imagine.
Yes.
We hear a lot about needing to do a better job of recruiting the best and the brightest to be teachers. This is the philosophy behind programs like Teach for America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's an effective model in helping get quality teachers into the classroom?
So I think it's an effective model, and many of these models are effective in the sense of making teaching an attractive career for the best and the brightest. I think when we look at the public discourse around teaching right now, a lot of it is negative. There's a lot of blame placed on teachers for a lot of issues in society. And so things like Teach for America or other alternative programs that really boost the image of teaching, that really make it clear that that is an attractive option for the so-called best and brightest, I think that's a positive thing. You know, at Michigan State, we think we have a 5-year teacher preparation program that includes a year-long internship in classrooms, and we think that's actually the best way to get high-quality teachers in the classroom.
You agreed earlier that arguably the pendulum was too far in one direction in terms of the difficulty, and that arguably it has swung too far in the other direction here now. What are the chances of this test, the PRE, now being altered and made a little less challenging again?
I think there are a lot. There's a lot of work going on right now to think about making sure that it really is aligned with what we know about what makes a quality teacher, that the bar is set at a level that reflects research about the kinds of content knowledge that high-quality teachers need to have. There have been moves, the Bridge Magazine article alluded to these, to allow students to substitute their ACT scores and other measures that show that they have the content knowledge needed for teaching. So I think those kinds of moves will help settle that pendulum in a place that's appropriate.
It's a big, complicated topic that I'm sure we're not done talking about. We want to thank you for your insights here this morning. Corey Drake is Director of Teacher Preparation at MSU's College of Education. We've been talking about the testing required of aspiring teachers in order to make sure we got the best and the brightest in the classroom. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.